What's good? What's good? We are biggity back. Yours truly, the one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today I'm going to react to a video titled "Feminist Invites Males to Compete Against Female Teams and Blame Men for the Results." Of course they did. Go figure. But before we do that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the beautiful lady. Check us out. You need online marketing promotion for your music, product, brand, or service? Go to promopalace.biz. Also, we got the new little apparel for all you dog lovers, cat lovers, animal rights activists. You like t-shirts and hoodies and more with dogs and cats on them? Check out new little apparel. Go to promopalace.biz. Click on merchandise or go to Etsy. That's etsy.com/shop/newlitterdesign. Or you could just look up new litter design at etsy.com. All right, so let's get into it. I haven't even really watched this video, but the title says it all. Let's go.
This video is sponsored by Surfshark VPN.
An all-boys netball team is allowed to compete against an all-girls team for the state title. Now, the all-boys team wins every match, running up huge score lines, including a 30-goal victory
in the grand final. Of course they did.
All the while, parents watch on. They're angry, but they're powerless from the sidelines. Now, it all sounds like a bit of fiction, doesn't it? A Hollywood movie. That's exactly what
happened. Why would it?
At the Queensland netball
sounds like reality
this week, where the all-male Queensland Suns blitzed their all-female competitors to be crowned the Queensland Under 18 state champion. Man, who in their right mind thought this was okay?
What I'd like to say is that when Netball Australia says this is all about inclusion, who's being included here? Because it's certainly not the women and girls.
Everybody's being included. Who's playing? Boys and girls. We're included. Doesn't mean you're going to win, but you're included.
I know that's right.
But here's the thing.
Preach.
It's about winning. It's about participation.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you participated.
So
you participated in the L.
And they give them participation trophies anyways.
That's what they did. Participate in the big old L.
Yeah.
You know what happened?
Big old L.
They changed the rules to allow males to be able to play with the women. And this team went, we're just picking men. Steamrolled everybody in their first year.
Oh, man.
I'm enjoying this too much.
It's you.
It's just something about equal opportunity.
They're being excluded. They're being expected to yet again sacrifice their sports to make sure that men and boys feel included. No, when we watch women's sports, we want to see the best women and girls that the world has to offer. We don't want to see men and boys taking up space on the netball court.
No. You can't look this happy, dominating. No.
We got them bitches.
Too happy. I thought dunking was the best sensation, but dunking on women is better.
They're not gonna boast about it after that. But
if it's me, I'm making that all my profile picture. I'm creating accounts just to make it my profile picture. I'm downloading Bumble, Tinder. I don't care if I'm married or not. That's my only picture. And I'm not even going to put my real name. I'm just going to put winner, winner, chicken dinner. That's my username. On every
winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
And I want a medal. And on the medal is just a male dunking on a woman. And she's like with an apron on. We got an apron on. I'm just dunking. I would go to the extreme if it's me. Today's video is sponsored by Surfshark VPN. A VPN is just an application or a web extension that you could use on your internet browser to mask your IP address, to change the location of your IP. And you might be like, yo, but I like where I live. The block is hot. What happens when you want to watch a TV show and it says we don't offer it to people in your country? What you going to do? Who you going to call? Not Ghostbusters. Right? I was trying to watch a TV show in the UK. So I was like, hey, man, let me in. And they said, no, nobody from Canada. So I changed my IP address using Surfshark VPN. All of a sudden, bruv, I'm from Brixton. Wagwan. And now, if you sign up with the promo code ABBA and Preach, you get 83% off for the next 4 months because it's Black Friday deals, and I'm a black man, so I got y'all some extra special.
We stand by the decision to choose inclusion over exclusion. Let's judge the decision in 12 months' time and see how many boys and men's team we have. Because if we can't, you can't be it if you go, sorry, you can't see it if you can't be it. Now,
what did that even mean?
I don't know. What the fuck did it mean?
If you can't smell what's happening in the kitchen, you can't go to it, huh? The fuck happened there?
You can't see it. You can't be it.
I think it's fine for people to swim in the water with the
shark. You can't see it.
Why? Because if the fins are visible, boy, you might be invisible. I was like, huh?
You're asking me. You're asking Preach hooked on finance. What the fuck that means?
Hooked on finance.
Oh, okay. I think I understood right now. Basically, what she's saying is if we don't get these young men and boys to participate, people who don't see that won't be able to participate in the sport because they can't imagine themselves in those roles. Ugh. So this is a matter of representation. What they want to do is have more male dominance represented in sports to encourage more young boys to continue dominating these sports and not letting women get any shine.
But that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't.
It does. It's representation. It's like if you put
it's not representation of boys. It's representation of women. No?
No. They're trying to do the representation of boys in netball.
Why?
Because they want to give us another dub. Why are you complaining? Can you just shut the fuck up and let me win again?
Or on the podium. And frankly, I'd like to say to these boys, they should have forfeited. I mean, if they wanted to play netball, they should have done what women and girls have always historically done over the years and decades and centuries of fighting for equality, for access to sporting opportunities. And we've gotten out there. We've done the recruiting. We've done the fundraising. We've built our own leagues, and here you have these boys going, oh, I want to be included, so I'm just going to jump on in with the women, and I don't care about their right to fair competition, don't care about their right to safety, I'm just going to play.
Why are you talking shit about these guys? These guys are just going to come here, win the prize, and get their money. I'm not going to be mad at men for taking the opportunity to get the bread that they want. You should be mad at the women who made this optional and made this a rule. The president of this thing is a female. She's the one who's talking about inclusion and making this important, and yet you're blaming young men for this change. No. Hold the accountability for the L that you gave these women. Don't blame it on the dudes. That's your problem. She tried to say these young men should afford. Excuse me.
You made it a rule.
You don't put a check in front of somebody and get mad when they grab it if you open the opportunity for them to grab it. Mm. That's
not even just that. Let's take it a little further. This stems from the transgender movement and all that, inclusive movement and all that. Who is at the forefront behind that? Feminist. I would argue feminist, far left liberal feminists are at the forefront of this inclusion movement, this transgender movement. This whole LGBT community movement. And see, this is where the whole transgender thing goes wrong. Now, you see what's going on right now. You got this all-female league, and they let this all-men's team, you know, come in. And one person was like, you know, this seems like it's something out of a movie. What? No. A movie would be fairy tales, make-believe, imaginary bullshit. This is reality. You had an all-male team going to an all-female sports league. Of course they're going to fucking dominate. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that shit out. Anybody thinks otherwise is dumber than a fucking bag of bricks. Well, where it goes wrong with this whole transgender movement is you will never see a all-female NBA team going to the NBA and win a single fucking game. You would never see an all-female team going to the NFL and win a single fucking game. You would never see an all-women team going Major League Baseball and win a single fucking game. You would never see an all-female team going to hockey, Major League Hockey, and win a single fucking game. You would never see a biological born female going to track and field and win a single race against the guys. You would not see a single, like, even Serena Williams said, like, if you take the top pro athletes in men's tennis and you take a Serena Williams and she goes up against them, her record ain't gonna be shit. She might win a game or two. Now, tennis, she might win some games. Golf, maybe, you know, race car driving, but like, that's not even a real sport anyways, because it doesn't involve athletic ability, you know. But we talking about track and field, weightlifting, long jump, high jump, anything that deals with physical athletic ability, you're not going to see a biological woman go into pro sports and make it or win at that matter. You know, I guarantee you could take the top female in WNBA players and put them on a team, and then you could take the worst NBA players and put them on a team, and a WNBA team won't win a single fucking game. I will put everything I own on it. If it's a Vegas bet, I put everything I own on that bet that women will not win a single game. You know, and it has nothing to do with being sexist or anything. It's just reality. Facts. We are not all the same. Even, you know, all men, we're not all the same. I'm 5'4", 150 pounds. LeBron James is 6'9", 260. It's we're comparing apples to oranges when it comes to the physicality I have compared to a LeBron James. You know, now I know more things about computers or something than LeBron James. I know more about promoting music and marketing music than LeBron James, you know, and I could definitely out rap LeBron James, you know, any day of the week. Then LeBron James can get Jay-Z to write his shit and he still ain't gonna out rap me, that's for sure. But let's see what else Abba Preach have to say, and they're hilarious as fuck.
It's on you.
Yet again, we're seeing male entitlement, a lovely example of it here from Netball Australia.
Male entitlement!
Wait, how is that? Okay, somebody encouraged these guys to participate in this. They wouldn't have participated in it. It's not like they were trying to participate in it just because. Somebody encouraged them. They probably opened the floodgates and said, hey, we're allowing men into this league, into this sport, you know, and bam, that's what happened. But that's the thing, and that's the thing about inclusion. They don't really want inclusion. They only want inclusion in some places. They, like, this is the thing about equality and inclusion. It's either equality across the board, inclusion across the board, or none at all. Because anything other than across the board for inclusion, across the board for equality, is not equality, and it is not inclusion. It's something else. So let's keep it moving.
Oh, my days. Oh, my days. Oh, my days. You could just see women get on a skateboard, fall off, scrape their knee, and be like, male entitlement.
Male entitlement. I never thought of that. Great analogy.
Great analogy. We are not doing this today. Male entitlement.
Yeah, male entitlement. Male entitlement.
Who raised you?
It's them. It's really that. It's really, it's
male entitlement.
Yeah, we're entitled. Why did we play? It's not because they made it a rule, ABBA, that we had to go there and destroy everybody. We were entitled. The rule was fair. Well, the rule was what it was, and they put the rule up, but we didn't have to abide by the rule, knowing that it was unfair. That's just unfair. Male entitlement. It's a female that made the rule, but it's male entitlement.
Ah, my days.
And you know what? That reminds me of what I was just talking, reacting Ed Lover video the other day where he said Jeff Saturday was supposed to decline the job just because he had no coaching experience and he knew that there was black coaches out there that were more experienced and deserved the job. Like, somebody presents the opportunity to you, you know, if it's something you really want to do, you'd be a fool for not taking it and not doing it, you know? So, yeah, and I guarantee the opportunity was presented to them. They didn't present the opportunity to themselves.
Yeah.
A feminist who's in charge. You said you wanted women
feminist,
in charge.
A feminist.
In charge. She makes rules that you don't like, and you still blame the patriarchy.
Yeah.
That's fucking insane. That's crazy.
It's not crazy.
That's crazy.
It's batshit crazy.
That's crazy. It's what they
do. That's crazy. Batshit crazy.
It's like this woman's allergic to accountability.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You made the rules. You did this for inclusion. We participated what you asked for. Then you blame us.
Yeah. Male entitlement.
We're fucked either way.
We're fucked either way.
We're screwed either way.
It is what it is.
Listen.
Why did we participate in that? We should have known better. It was for us to make the steps not to be in that predicament knowing that it wasn't fair, even if they made the rule.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went by the rules, but it was unfair because we went there. So it's our male entitlement. Ha! Our fault.
No. You know what? This just... Sometimes people have to... All this is... This is what they say is people have to learn the hard way. You got what the fuck you asked for. You wanted inclusion? There you go, inclusion. You're going to have males and trans biological males identifying as women competing in female sports and dominating. But you know what we won't have? Is we won't have females dominating male sports. So I guess it is entitlement, but... Y'all wanted this. Women wanted inclusion. Feminists wanted inclusion. They wanted equality. You know, they said they want equality across the board and inclusion. Well, this is what happens when you get equality and inclusion across the board. And I would argue that that's not what they really want. They just said it. And they really just want equality, inclusion in the places that suit them the most. So, once again, I want to thank you for tuning in. Paul Pickett Podcast. Album Preach is hilarious. Thank you for tuning in. And I'm out.